631-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two, talking about the budget, the government shutdown that's looming this coming Tuesday at midnight, September 30th. All these unions held a rally at the Lansing City Hall across the street from the Capitol. Now, earlier I misspoke. The MSEA is the Michigan State Employees Association. The MEA, the Michigan Education Association, gathered outside the hall to call on the legislature to fund the universal free school meals, breakfast and lunch for the kids, paid for by us, the taxpayers. Vicki and I don't have any kids in school. Many of us don't have kids in public schools. Why do we have to pay to feed the kids of other families when they have the responsibility of feeding their own children? In addition to the free universals, free school meals, they want student mental health support, access to higher education and job training to be included in the budget that is due before October 1st. That's what the MEA said. Well, Terrence Martin, president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan, said at the press conference with the MEA that as a former Detroit public school teacher, he can say firsthand what it looks like in a classroom of 35 students, and he knows personally they don't have the necessary resources to be successful. We are asking that the negotiations continue to happen in a way that secures the future of our schools. We know that the cuts being proposed in some of these budgets will cripple districts that are serving, that are underserving their students already. Allison McCann, a 13-year special education paraeducator, said while her job is extremely rewarding, it can also be emotionally and mentally exhausting due to the lack of funding for the students who need it the most. Our most vulnerable students, talking about special education, talking about kids that are handicapped. She goes on to say, our most vulnerable students are often unable to advocate for themselves. That's why it's crucial for us as educators and as parents to stand up and make their voices heard. McCann said, echoing the call for funding school meals, mental health resources, and special education services is critical to teaching these students. Eric Rader, vice president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan, said his work focuses on higher education, where cuts that are being proposed are very concerning. He said that higher education and community colleges should not be competing with K through 12 school aid funds, which is the model proposed by the House education budget. That's not fair to K through 12, and it's certainly not fair to higher education. We should not be competing with each other when it comes to that fund. We need to make college affordable in this state. And let's stop right there, Mr. Rader. What about these professors, college professors? Michigan State University, University of Michigan, Wayne State, bring in these guest professors. Some of them teach one semester, parachute into the university, the college, teach one semester, and they're gone. I've done stories where these guest professors parachute in for one semester to teach a special class that the left wants the kids to be able to take, and they pay them $250,000, $160,000, $200,000. I've seen numbers all over the place that they pay these guest professors to teach one semester. We need to make college affordable in this state. How about stop paying for all these outrageous salaries for professors? Unbelievable. And I got a very simple question. How is it that Hillsdale College, which has been around since the 1800s, doesn't take a dime in federal or state money? How can they do such a great job of educating their students without being publicly funded? Oh, that's right. They rely on their alumni and donations from the general public. And they make it affordable for the kids. If the kids financially want to go to Hillsdale but can't afford it, they've got a reserve of funds in their savings accounts that are making interest. All of these funds that they have created over the years, depending on financial needs, kids can go to Hillsdale College almost for free. But the public schools can't. The public universities and colleges can't survive. Well, another person got up and spoke. Sadis Halls of the Michigan State University Extension's SNAP education program. He said the proposed cuts to their funding will lead to nearly 100 employees losing their jobs. Good. Again, folks, do you realize the state of Michigan, our state government, is the biggest employer in the state of Michigan? The biggest employer is our state government. Pauls went on to say, the program has been running for over 30 years and helps low-income families manage food budgets and make healthy choices, increase activities to support healthier lifestyles. It's historically been funded by Washington via the USDA, but now that funding is gone. So now you want to pass it on to the state? If Washington, D.C. thought it was not necessary as an essential program, then it's not essential. And the state of Michigan shouldn't be forced to pay it. And you need to cut your staff by 100 employees. Too bad, so sad, bye-bye. Get back to the private sector, become productive member of society. And if you can't do it because you can't get the same amount of money you've been paid from the state of Michigan, then you need to readjust your budget and your lifestyle. We have to do it. You have to do it. It's that simple. All these unions down there holding a rally, wanting them to pass a increased taxes, increased fees type of budget. Folks, we need to pray for our Republicans in the House. Stand strong, stay strong, and do not compromise with any increases in any of the taxes and fees. Force the state Senate and this governor to pass your budget. It's that simple. Don't compromise. We do not want you to compromise. We lost $9 billion, folks, in federal dollars from Joe Biden. Biden is no longer the president. They made serious cuts as to what they would send to the state. First of all, do you guys realize that, like, the majority, I think it's 52 or 53% of our state budget comes from Washington? 47% comes from us, the people who live here in the state of Michigan. Well, guess what? Washington cut the funding. They have to make the cuts. And if they don't make the cuts, this state is doomed to go bankrupt. We got a declining population. We got businesses that are leaving. And you guys want to keep us over $80 billion budget? Are you out of your mind? Republicans in the House, you got to stay strong. Do not go over $80 billion and surely do not increase any taxes and fees. And if $2 billion is all you can come up for additional road funding, so be it. Like what the Road Builders Association guy said, it's better than nothing. And if we're going to lose workers, so be it. The state is being mismanaged completely. Lord God, I pray we get a good Republican candidate for governor. We cannot have Mike Duggan, the Democrat, running as an independent, and we surely can't have any of the Democrats. We need a good Republican candidate, and we need to win next year. We also need to take back the state Senate. Well, elections have consequences, folks. And if we don't get out the vote next year for the Republicans, we will be California within a year. And honestly, I don't know if I even want to stay here anymore. That's how bad it's getting for me. And I've talked to a lot of other people that are considering the same thing. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Another great comment from Mike Slarsky down in Lenawee County. The state is the biggest employer in the state of Michigan. What struck me when I went down to the Capitol for the Charlie Kirk Memorial was that when I walked the Capitol Mall, that's the surrounding area of the Capitol building, if you ever go to Lansing, folks, like Mike did, stop on the south side or the north side of the building and just turn. Complete 360. Look at all the buildings in Lansing. Then get to the east side or the west side and do the same thing. Every single building that you can see that surrounds the state capitol is either owned or leased by special interests, lobbyists, and various departments of the state government. Mike says, it was a ghost town in the middle of the day. These people are still working remotely from home. Well, the same thing should happen to these vacant state buildings like what Trump did with the empty federal buildings. Sell them off. Get rid of them. There's a completely new way of doing work for state government. You want to work from home? Sell the offices. Get rid of those buildings. Get those buildings filled with private companies. And honestly, COVID, it changed the way even corporations are doing business. Our son-in-law, Tony, works for General Motors, had an office downtown Detroit, had to commute from Royal Oak down Woodward to the Rensen, I-75. During COVID, they were told to stay home. Here's a laptop. Go work from home. Guess what? Tony doesn't have an office anymore in the Rensen. They leased it out to a different company, even though it's still got General Motors on the top of the building. General Motors isn't operating out of the Rensen anymore. Their employees are working from home. Wow. When we owned our real estate office and mortgage company, I would have loved not to have to pay rent on a building. We didn't have computers. We couldn't work from home. Do you see real estate offices? Maybe one salesperson has got the office open, and that's only for walk-ins. Who walks into a real estate office anymore? These realtors have websites. You can research and find out who's doing the most sales. Have them over, talk to you about listing your house with them. You want to buy something? You can go on realtor.com and look at every house that's in the multi-listing service. The MLS has direct links to realtor.com. You see the new TV commercials with Reba McEntire? Realtor.com? People don't work at offices anymore. It's that simple. Sell off those buildings. If you can get anything for them, take it. Absolutely agree with you, Mike, 100%. Are you sure you and I aren't related somehow? Bologna rug downstate. 30 years in public education. There are kids standing in line for free breakfast and lunch, holding the latest cell phones in their hands. In addition, time being wasted in the classrooms with playtime or sitting in front of computers. Our tax dollars at work. Amen, sister. Yeah, I know about that, Sue. Talking about how the House Republicans actually increased spending per pupil. Well, there are some strings attached. These little carve-outs that they would have been funding by the Democrats. The Republicans increased the per pupil funding, but got rid of all those little pots of money. So that's basically the trade-off that they did, and they said they still saved money. Well, State Representative Kurt Vanderwall, we're going to get into this story in the third hour, has a bill, HB 4878, talking about drugs, the cost of pharmaceuticals. Not so sure Matt Hall, the speaker, is excited about it, but Vanderwall said he hopes to discharge the bill to the floor as of today. So we'll talk about this story in the third hour. We've got a few more going. This is Budget Day, dedicating the whole show to all the stories related to the possible shutdown of our state government. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com.